Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's rainy day. Rainy day.
Wow, you're such a contributor. Anyways, check them out on Facebook and Instagram. And also last week on the Lousy Weather Media main show, we talked about a giveaway that Rain is holding and also a giveaway that we are holding. So go ahead and check out that. I know you might be saying to yourself, I hate the main show. All those pieces of shit that just talk over them, each other and aren't funny, except for that little one. He's a good blast. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's a great time all in all, and you should check it out there and enter in the contest. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Eye Gouger.
What's Eye Gouger?
That's my new.
That's your new podcast handle?
It's my handle. Why? It's my online moniker, dude.
Really? Why?
Eye Gouger? Because you're never going to see me coming a second time because I'll gouge your fucking eyes out.
Wow, that's insane.
Everyone sees me coming because I'm fat and I gouge your eyes out.
Never again will you look at me.
Never again will you see me coming down the road like a big old fucking Mack truck.
All right, I gouger. have you seen any cool trailers lately?
Oh, I have seen, I saw a Batman Lego movie.
Yeah, that looked really fun.
Pretty fucking hilarious.
Went and saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and there was a few trailers up
Fuck
there.
Fuck me, that movie was tight.
We'll get into it.
Ah!
Oh, put that boner away, sir. It's blinding. Oh, my eyes. Oh, God, he got me.
Eye gouger. You've been gouged.
the Batman, Lego movie that has Will Arnett
is Batman. Yeah,
yeah, it looks way good.
Sure, there's tons of big names like in the movie, voice acting wise.
Oh,
but
for sure.
Fuck, man, it's just funny. Like,
yeah, and actually, like the Lego movie itself was really good. So I have a lot of faith in this movie.
I feel like I'm going to really, really identify with him because he's like, I just don't like people. I don't need friends.
Robin,
I don't want to be a part of nothing.
I think I'll relate to Robin a lot. If you haven't seen the trailer, watch it. And it's basically me and Tony. I'm just the annoying little one that's always taking my pants off.
I'm glad you didn't wear your costume. Ta-da! Oh, my God.
Honestly, go check out that trailer if you haven't seen it. It's really strong. We also saw Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm never a super big fucking Beauty and the Beast fan.
Really?
I was always about like more like Terminator and like Die Hard and like Aliens.
Yeah.
Instead of Beauty and the Beast. I was like, man, that's not my thing. But it's got pretty music.
Oh, the best. Some of the best.
Which
Disney
is
music.
My thing.
Yeah.
And
it seems like they're holding to that. I'm wondering if they're gonna have a lot of musical numbers in it or not.
I don't know. Can Hermione even sing?
I haven't heard her sing. I'm sure she can. She seems pretty talented.
Yeah, she's a pretty talented girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a fucking wizard.
Everything looks good about it. It looks very close to the original story of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Which is a pretty good story.
I'm excited for it.
But yeah, like I said, like I've probably seen the movie two or three times throughout my youth. There was other ones I saw a lot more. Lion King, Aladdin. Like I liked Aladdin a fuck ton.
Yeah, why?
Genie.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
A million voices. Just fucking hilarious.
What's your favorite line? Something
he beats the galloping hoods. 100 bad guys with swords.
Yeah.
Vitaly fabulous.
Oh, now who's autistic? Fuck up.
Target 10 regular men.
I told that on the main show, and they're like, yeah, I wouldn't call that autistic. I was like, that's what I keep telling him, but he just keeps doing it.
What?
Calling me autistic because I sing songs.
Oh, so you have Asperger's.
Yeah, that's a form of autism, sir.
Mild.
Okay.
But still. Undiagnosable, but it's very faint.
Aw.
I'm just using the medical expertise
terms
I've learned in house.
From house, yeah.
It's not. I know it's not. You know what it's not?
What?
Lupus.
Lupus. It's never
not
lupus,
Tony. Not lupus, you stupid ass.
Not lupus. That's what that show should be called.
I kind of wish I did have Lyme disease sometimes, though.
Really? Why?
Cool eyes? Well, what?
Cool eyes? You get the yellow eyes?
No, not so much eyes, but like it's a...
Gouged!
It's a permanent lethargy. You're in a permanent lethargic state. You always feel kind of tired. Fuck off! A lot
so
of people,
you just want to like sleep in bed all
well,
the time?
Yeah,
I can like hobble you and then you can just do that.
It's like getting mono forever, but like also
like awful.
A ton of people say that they have like very vivid like sort of waking dreams of like
that
what
also
reality
sounds terrible,
is.
But
yeah.
You do like that type of shit.
Yeah.
being in your body,
almost
but
being
not.
In my own little like world, like kind of crawling into the backyard and it being like an entire like awesome adventure. And I feel like I've been there for years, and I'm just like, oh, I'm just so fucking like head whipped that I felt awesome for that long a time. But it was actually an hour.
Yeah,
I should go back in because I was.
I'm
pretty
diagnosed
much just
mono.
Drooling. Yeah,
and
just drooling and crawling on the stairs.
Wonder if anyone knows I'm gone.
No one would.
Goon 2.
Last of the Enforcers.
Is that what it's called?
I think. Well, it's either the fucking title, like the line for the film, or it is the title.
How'd you feel about Goon 1?
I loved Goon 1 because
yeah,
I love Liev Schreiber.
Yeah. Also, what's that dude's name? Fucking Stifler. God damn it.
Sean William Scott.
It's Sean William Scott. I always want to say Michael Ian Scott. I don't know why.
Those three namers.
Yeah, three namers with Scott in them. Bullshit. But yeah, it looks... well, I mean, I haven't seen the trailer for it, but I'm stoked on it because Goon was a great movie.
I dig the girl, Allie Pyle. Not Allie Pyle. That's a girl I fucking work with. No, Allison Pyle is her name.
Right on.
And she's in Newsroom.
That's a girl I work with.
It's actually the same fucking...
name.
That's her whole name. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She shortened it.
Allison Pyle is from The Newsroom, and she was in Goon. And Jay Baruchel directed the first one, and he's directing the second one.
Nice.
And he's in the second one.
And Jay was the, he was in Knocked Up.
Yeah.
He had the little Canadian tattoo.
Yeah, a little
he's
maple
like, oh,
leaf.
That's,
yeah.
That's your little cum target.
Yeah, and he was like, he's like, oh, hear that? He wants to rear your child.
Whoa.
Careful, beer disaster.
Yeah, I'm having a couple PBRs. I apologize, everyone, for my...
I'm not. I'm drinking water. I'm healthy. I focus on the show.
Oh, wow. Yep, I don't. Just focus on my problems. That's why I'm drinking. All right.
To come away.
Here's the forget. Avatar 2 announces its release date for real this time.
2025, maybe. See you later.
December 21st, 2018.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's been what? Like 6 years? Who gives a shit?
When do you think Avatar came out? Was it 2010?
10, something like that, 11?
Yeah, you might be right,
either
actually.
Way, fuck them. Like, you got momentum. Don't let it drag out.
2009, so 7 years ago.
Bunch of losers, dude. Like,
it is weird that, like, I remember when Avatar first came out, they're like, yeah, we're making three of these motherfuckers. And it's like, oh, cool. Then, like, a decade later, they're like, here's the second one.
Only thing I can think is that James Cameron's like, the future's not future-y enough for me for what I need to do, so hurry it up.
I have ideas. You guys just haven't invented them yet.
What do you mean you can't put contact lenses in people's eyes to let them watch the film?
It's also weird that, like, he is such a visionary, yet doesn't really... Well, I guess he did create the 3D camera. Didn't he have, like, help
he
in that?
He helped all a lot with, like, the
design.
I'm about
to say, because he's like, yo, I got this idea. He's like, but I'm not going to tell you guys what it is. Just, you know,
they
work
were
on it by yourselves.
They were building it, and I think he helped, like, fund it, helped, like, research it, and then also implement it in heaviest ways.
Yeah. Because that was the first movie that was shot in 3D, correct?
Not that bullshit.
Well, yeah, when they like post do it to where they take layers of the background literally in Photoshop and slightly blur certain types of them so it gives the depth feel of it.
So dumb.
So when you see like The Phantom Menace in 3D when they re-released that, when they were like, we're going to do all the Star Wars, and then the first one came out and they're like, never mind.
I'm good.
I'm surprised we started with that first one again that everyone didn't like anyways.
Fuck
damn
me,
it, Lucas.
Man.
You should sell this shit. And they did. Spoilers. But yeah, so I think that was the first movie that they actually like shot in 3D to where it was rendering it while it was shooting, or that like it was used to render afterwards or something
like
that.
Yeah, multi-cameras. Yeah.
It's pretty neat. What else do I got, Tone? Wedding Crashers 2.
Didn't hear about that.
Okay, so I love Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite comedies. Would you consider it a rom-com? It's kind of a rom-com.
It is a rom-com,
yeah,
but
it's
a rated R rom-com.
Right, yeah. But it's like in the vein of Just Friends. There's a romantic essence to it, but it is a lot of just, you know.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if your brother's a F-word.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't say it. It's a PG-13 movie, but it also came out in a time when people didn't hate that word so much. So it looks like the two boys are coming back.
Oh, both of them? Good.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn and
I also thought he said homo. Raise your hand if your brother's a homo.
I think he uses the F word at some point, too. Right, yeah. But goddamn, Just Friends is so good. I was watching that last night. It's fantastic. I revisited that movie way too much.
It should be good as long as everyone's coming back. Rachel McAdams, Bradley Cooper.
I guess my big fear is that like usually when they go to give like a sequel to a movie. When they Anchorman it, when they Dumb and Dumber 2 or whatever the fuck it was called.
Son of a bitch.
Hangover 2. It was a cash grab. And I hope that like this isn't that. And I hope they're not trying to like just make the same fucking movie and be like, yo, come see it again, y'alls.
Fuck that shit, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
That's my only worry when I saw that headline.
I get
like
beating a dead
do.
Horse because, like, I make the same meal for dinner every night, most likely.
Yeah.
Almost always. But when it comes to fucking films and you get a budget of $100 million and there are people that are fucking taking their time and paying tons of fucking money to see it, do some fucking work.
Yeah, just write a better script.
Do some fucking, yeah, like fucking, don't just hire whatever schmuck says he can recycle what you've already done. Try to find someone who has a vision for the fucking future of the franchise.
Right, and in telling a unique story.
Think
through,
about T2 before you do anything.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. We need a bracelet. Think about T2.
Think about T2 before.
T-A-T-T. Think about T2. That's a new WWJD. It grossed $300 million fucking dollars in 2005.
Sure did.
That's huge.
Sure did.
Now, I believe that Deadpool passed that, because that's like the highest grossing comedy R movie of all time, right?
Yeah, yeah, oh, for sure. Fucking tons more.
But yeah, no, that's my only real fear of Wedding Crashers 2, is that it's going to just be like fucking Hangover 2. God damn, that movie was such a bummer. And Hangover 3 was like a slap in the fucking face.
Yeah.
You got anything, bud? I think that's all my news that I saw this week. And honestly, like, how much superhero stuff was in that? Not much.
No, I'm really proud of you.
I'm doing better.
It's really good. It's solid, dude.
Doing better, man.
I did hear, the fucking director for, John Wick is going to step in for Deadpool 2.
What?
Because the director bounced for personal reasons. Not like, fuck this film franchise, but more like,
I'm
it could be anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mom has cancer, something. It's something for just him. He's like, I can't. And the dude who did John Wick was like, yo, what's up?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and they were like, and everyone's just like, oh, that'll do. Oh, that'll do.
Yeah, that's one that's like,
not
okay.
Like someone who was like, well, I was a unit producer on Spawn, the live action movie.
I love seeing news.
Do you mind if I direct?
I love seeing fucking like news. It's like, yo, Spawn script's coming. It's like, saying that
hanging,
for the past like 9 years.
Hey, someone just got the rights to Dune. Oh, did they? In 91?
Honestly,
sick.
Dune would be rad if they did like a 2 or 3 part movie, and that's like a big enough.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like they would shit all over that movie, though.
It needed, what it needs is,
it's too specifically sci-fi. It's where they're going to make it so that it's more relatable. Like, have a Wi-Fi
password. It needs
password.
The treatment that it looks like Ghost in the Shell is getting. It needs the treatment that it looks like Blade Runner
around.
2 is getting.
You turn
it's
around on Ghost in the Shell.
Getting good treatment, meaning a budget.
Yeah.
And it's getting fucking like what seems like, and I also reanalyzed some stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
About the trailer. Mm. When I was like, oh, fuck this shit. None of that shit's in Ghost in the Shell.
I literally thought you came when we were watching the trailer before
Fantastic.
Well, I Fantastic.
Did. I mean, oh, nice. In the theater, I was like, dad, it's up there. Because I seriously was like, holy motherfuck. Like, dude, there's stuff straight from the fucking anime up there on screen.
Yeah.
But I reanalyzed the trailer, and I remembered Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence, a less known Ghost in the Shell, for sure.
You need to let me borrow Ghost in the Shell, by the way.
Yeah, I'd be dope. We should watch that shit.
Oh, let's do that. Okay, right on. We should do that next week for
I'm
the
down,
movie.
Dude. Right, cool. And on. I'll get the fucking good version for us. Because I have the original DVD, but like, there's an extended version that's
right on.
Very good.
Okay.
Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence.
Yeah.
It takes up where that one left off, and so it's more of the it's a story of another person in the story going further, not so much just the main character from Ghost in the Shell.
Thank you for being vague.
Yeah. So,
and what's her name?
Major Masato.
Was it Colonel?
Yeah. No.
Sarge.
Hey Sarge. But
look,
it looked
titties.
Like some of the characters are directly from Innocence. So I think what they did was just merge the two films into one storyline, because the China doll robots.
Yeah.
Those
ones that have the opening faces.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are supposed to look not human. They're designed to look like androids. And so they
is
have.
Is there a part of the movie that like
all of it.
It is all about, like, if you make them look too much like us, then like there's a drawback from that.
And Ghost in the Shell means a consciousness inside a machine.
No, I get that whole thing, and I assume that was a huge part of it, but yeah.
But yeah, no, they talk about why.
It's like fucking
Westworld. Why robots, why synthetics aren't supposed to be, they're not supposed to fucking make baby synthetics, they're not supposed to do certain things, it's just not.
Gotcha.
Ethically right.
Ethically right. Well, do you have any more news?
Nope, that is it.
How was your Black Friday, dude?
Oh, it was a real hot piece of shit.
Yeah,
hot piece of shit coming straight off the fucking map, dude. I just saw it. I was just there. It was action-packed. It was a big fuck fest.
Yeah.
Big old pile. It was like I was climbing a mountain of shit.
Yeah.
I was a Sherpa up the shit mountain.
Sherpa and it was, up the shit mountain.
I was a shit wolf. I was a shit wolf.
I was a shit up Sherpa up a shit mountain.
No, it was...
Trying to shit scale it.
The cool part was... Like, we were prepared staff-wise. We were like, it's going to be big. We don't really know how big because who the fuck knows what that's going to look like. Mm. But we decked ourselves out. Slash, I had no clue, but yesterday or the day before, Apple started dumping emails saying, like, hey, we actually have sales too. First time, like, for that, I guess. So, legit, we did have only today sales come to Apple, not Walmart or Target.
Yeah.
We can match those prices. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you went into it like, oh, we're not going to have any deals.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to steer everyone away.
This
like,
fruit
nah,
stand
no one's gonna
fucking
be
hates
here.
Giving deals.
No one's going to want to be here,
don't
dude.
Don't even worry about this. We're going to sail right through it. And then Ship Mountain happened.
And it straight into Ship Mountain. We ran the ship straight into Ship Mountain.
Oh, man.
But I didn't mind it because I'm like, I don't know. I was making jokes to my one coworker. I was like, dude, I already get like 25K. He's like, shut up. I'm like,
legit. You personally?
Yeah, I think I did like 30K or something like that. But it's just because people were coming in and buying big stuff. And they were like, hey, I'll take two of those $4,000 computers. I'm like, baller on you.
Wow. I couldn't imagine making that price. Like, that's like something I go in and buy a car.
Legit. One person came in and they're like, oh, I think my kids like these. 15-inch MacBook Pro, brand new, decked out. 512 hard drive, fucking 16 gig RAM.
Do you ever think what it would be like to live in a world where you just had plastic that just went forever?
Shocking.
And you just never had to fucking like pay for anything really.
That's when I think I know I've made it in life to where I can look at a menu and not look at the fucking price. Just pick the fucking item I like,
yeah,
order
I'll
it, and
never,
go.
I'll never have that either.
You know what I'm saying? That's made it. That's the fucking zenith.
When on Thanksgiving, I went to Boston Market and...
You analyzed the shit out of those prices to see which combo you can do.
Actually, no. I was like, you know what? I know...
You're going crazy.
No, I was like, okay, I feel like...
I'll spend double digits.
Yeah, I did too. Well, I mean, fuck, the turkey meal is like $12.99.
Hey, man, I know, dude.
And your boy wanted a whole side of mac and cheese. Because that mac and cheese is
not
so
those
good.
Little sad sides.
No, because a dude was hooking me up like with like green beans and shit. I'm like, all right, dude, I know like the fucking cover of this thing is like 4 inches tall, and that's barely over the black rim of the plate. Come on, man.
Uh-huh.
And then gave me like a little bit of potatoes and shit, and like dipped a little bit of gravy on them, and I got like 3 pieces of turkey. And honestly, I was like, well, this is the saddest thing ever. I get to the register, and they're like, do you want pumpkin or apple pie? I'm like, I'll take pumpkin. They're like, you can grab it right there. I'm like, all right, cool, thank you. And then she rings up. She's like, $17.27. I was like,
why?
All right, here you go. And she didn't even like say happy Thanksgiving.
I'll take half of what.
Yeah. Can you take some of those green beans out?
Jesus.
No, the meal's $12.99. And then I guess the fucking the mac and cheese was like $5.
Fuck.
Yeah, I got fucked, man. Or four or something, yeah. And then I came back and ate it and immediately had the shits. Drank one beer, passed out, watching Warcraft.
Wow.
It was a sick Thanksgiving. How was yours?
It was good. Yeah. I ate at one and I was ready for sleepies at like 3.
Did you eat a lot?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
fat. Favorite?
didn't say that.
No, I am.
No, but like, what was your favorite part?
I think my favorite part is the combo of like getting some stuffing with some mashed potatoes and like a little turkey. You know what I mean? Like that
blending
combo
it and just
of that
it
shit.
With a straw.
Yeah, just fucking like grinding it in my giant shark tooth mouth. Just
stomp. Yeah, this sure is.
Yeah,
going.
Like a fucking trash compactor, just stomping it in.
Tony drank 4 cups of turkey today.
God damn it!
He needs to go to bed.
Gut, dude. What's that?
Good.
I'm saying,
you like the variety,
motherfucker.
You like the variety in one bite.
All the fucking shit on the plate's good, and it all goes good with each other.
Yeah.
So it's just fun.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry like, oh, I'm gonna eat my sandwich, but I don't want to like smash on this applesauce right now because it's a weird, different thing.
Yeah, that's
now it's
up.
Like, boom.
Do you eat a lot of applesauce?
I'm on applesauce sometimes,
really?
Dude. Well, what's wrong with it?
Applesauce
you put a little brown, a little fucking cinnamon on top.
Oh
dude?
Yeah, I know, or brown sugar, either way.
Yeah,
well, some of these can get the flavored. Applesauce. Yeah. I don't know. Applesauce just felt like always like a fucking trick of like food to me when I was little.
Have I told you about my other invention that I want to do, which is called cereal milk? It's what?
Nothing good.
Did you hear it or not? I did.
Is it milk flavored like cereal?
It's the end of the bowl cereal, but it's in a little jug of milk. Like now, a little jug, not a big jug.
How do you make it?
I mix cereal with milk and I filter out the cereal.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you eat it and then just pour it into
the thing and then feed it to other humans after my fucking saliva and beard hairs in there. No. Ass.
That's the real way to do it.
Dumbass baby. No. I make up a fucking like thing of fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch or fucking Apple Jacks.
How long do you let it like go in there?
Oh, I'd say a half hour.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? It's going to be mixing the whole time.
Mixing with what?
The milk. Robot arm? I'm going to put a robot arm mixing.
Okay.
So it's mixing like this.
Yeah.
In
circles.
It's a clockwise motion.
Yes, it is.
That's the secret of Tony Valley Farms.
Tony Valley Farms. Yeah.
Cereal milk. Uh-huh. The creamiest cereal milk on the market.
Now you think
you're only getting like 8 ounce little shot jars.
How much are you gonna sell these for? Because one, you're throwing
like
away
a buck.
You're throwing away great cereal.
I'm going to get a good deal on cereal.
Who? You know Kellogg's?
No, I'm going to call him up and say, listen.
Hey, Kellogg.
You guys want to get it on the ground floor.
Let me talk to John Kellogg.
I want to talk to Turkey. Bring him out here.
It's a rooster.
It is? Whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rooster.
Just give him to me.
Let me talk to those Rice Krispie assholes.
Yeah, those three little fucks. Oh, I'll talk to them, all right.
Shit, man.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Get them out of here.
No, I think it'd be nice.
Where's that little leprechaun?
And if there's maybe I could do it synthetically. I don't know anything about, like, the taste of cereals dripped into milk. Like, if I can synthesize it.
Like an extract, yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely can. That probably exists.
If it doesn't, people love that shit.
Yeah, all right, well,
and
right
they
here,
wouldn't want a lot
copyrighted
of it. Copyrighted.
Tony Valley Farms.
Tony Valley Farms, farm fresh cereal milk.
Yeah.
And they only come in little jugs because you don't want a ton of cereal milk. But
wait,
you like
no, and your tagline can be straight out of the udder into the bowl into your mouth.
Wow.
Dude, that's sick.
Straight out of the udder
into
the bowl
into your mouth. That's the Tony Farms way.
Down your throat. So
you don't need to
out
get,
of the udder.
I don't understand.
Into the bowl,
yeah.
Down your throat.
No, into your mouth.
Well, and then you're saying in twice. Out, in, down.
Out of the udder.
Into the bowl.
Into the bowl. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
But down your throat sounds like you're fucking trying to like...
Well, it's going to have sexual innuendos all over it. Yeah.
Mouth.
Like the bottles are going to be like
dick-shaped.
Probably dick-shaped.
No, it should be like a little udder. Like, it's got like 8 holes to drink
out
of.
Yeah, those would be the cartons I put in the grocery store. It's just a big, like, fucking half balloon with, like,
Tony's
little udders.
Tony's Farms are really selling today. Good God, look at all these people with udders.
Like, little, like, fucking straight up and down udders.
No, you're like, well, I made them for poorer families so that more than one kid can drink at the same time.
Yeah, you can really get around it. Yeah, you flip that upside down, mom holds it, and the kids just suck away. Oh, my God.
That's good stuff. All right, let's get out of this.
All right.
Weekly recommendations and rejections. Yeah, we still have no genre fives. Hey. You know, I haven't received any fucking tweets from any fucking assholes about what you wanted to fucking talk about.
If any of you fucking assholes want to tweet us, that'd be real fucking great.
Yeah, I'm surprised, honestly, that
listen,
all of our
maybe
67
I, maybe
followers.
Because I created all these... like genres we have now.
I thought you were going to say I created a fake I can't read on Twitter, and I was like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
I call it the real I can't read.
No, at the real.
that I can't read. Go.
No, I was saying maybe I could do a segment called Tony Invents, and I just think of shit right on the spot
okay.
to invent.
I guarantee you've been having that cereal bullshit for a
while. Oh, it's been in the chamber for a minute.
Yeah, that's got to be from you're like 8 years old.
I've discussed that with a few people, I think.
Grandma!
I've really perfected that
what do you
idea.
Think of Tony's Valley's Farms?
And she goes, shut up and eat your ragus.
Yeah, you're not even eating cereal. You're just thinking about it.
Oh.
I like how you're just like a 10-mile stare, like fucking like as you're eating ragu, like, man, cereal.
Do you
want to
hear something extra fat about me?
Yeah, please.
There
I
was,
always do.
There was a time I was at my grandma's and I thought she was napping. And
yeah.
She has a dry pantry that's like walk-in. It's like 8 foot long.
Holy fuck.
Oh, fuck. It's huge,
it's
man.
It's like the fucking Overlook Hotel.
Oh, it's nuts. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm in the dry pantry. Can you not hear me? Hear me.
What you doing, Doc?
But she
you
kept,
got the shine.
She kept Oreos. Skeptorio's in there, dude, in a nice little, like,
and you
like
put it
vase.
In the jug of milk?
No. Nothing about milk. It doesn't have to do with milk, but it was more about me just being fat.
Yeah.
But I was young. I was, like, probably 10 years old, and I thought she was sleeping on the couch. And I was like, this dum-dum over here sleeping, I'm going to sneak me some fucking Oreos. Oh, she said, don't eat any more Oreos. You're going to get fat. And I said, never, dude. I'm fucking cut, dude. Never going to happen. Dude, Oreos are healthy for my energy.
When I say that you'll never will get fat, I'm also acknowledging that you are now.
You're a fat kid, so
please
stop eating Oreos.
Stop eating those.
You've had two fucking sleeves.
Oh, God. He won't listen, Bob. He won't listen.
He's all Oreo drunk over here.
You got those little dots above your head and shit.
Dad tries to take one, took his fingernail right off.
Yeah. My dad lost his index finger trying to take an Oreo right out of my mouth.
Last time you ever did that shit.
That's right before I became eye gouger.
So I'm fucking like I think I'm fucking solid snake, dude. Just fucking snake Plissken sneaking in there, ninja.
Yeah.
Not a sound was heard, dude. I opened the door like a fucking cold ninja with two hands. Let it not, just let it breathe in the air, you know. Close it or anything.
For sure.
Got in there and I had to get up on a little ledge, but it was easy because I could get other shit that was up there. Like, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you gotta
and
get
stuff
past
like
that bullshit.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
So I'm getting an Oreo, and literally, I was like, I didn't make a fucking noise. I am so quiet. I'm a fucking pest. I had like four Oreos, and I'm like, sold out, dude. Fucking, as I'm walking out, I was like, sweet, and took a bite of one and dropped a bit of it and hit the door with my ass, and it smacked against the wall. And she's like, Tony, are you eating Oreos? What is that? What did you do? What are you eating Oreos? I'm like, knock them out.
So you immediately ate all four?
Oh, I just slammed them. I ran into the dining room and like booked upstairs. I'm like, I have to poop or like something like that.
You use that excuse a lot.
She woke up out of a deep elderly sleep and just went, Oreos, what is that?
She felt it, man.
She smelled the Oreos in the air or something.
In your gullet.
God damn it. She could have said, you eating an apple? Did you fall and hurt yourself? What's happening?
She was being realistic.
She was being the realist.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. Hey, Tony, eating an apple?
And I was like, no, Grandma.
Sorry. I tried.
Dumb.
She tried to keep a straight face while saying that. She just couldn't.
I was like, Grandma, how dare you accuse me? She's like, literally, your teeth are covered black with Oreo.
You eat fruits now, though, right?
I love fruits and vegetables now. Yeah. I'm eating carrots with hummus instead of chips.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I like pita bread, but I'm a huge fan of...
You're like a big bread ball.
Honestly, I am. Yeah. I really like carbs.
Yeah.
I get
oh, don't
carb
get me started
headaches.
On carbs, dude.
I get carb headaches, but
I get carb
it.
And caffeine headaches and nicotine headaches. That's the three.
I don't really get nicotine headaches. I just get really angry and little and mad. Well, I'm always little.
Yeah.
But I feel like I get more angry that I'm small when I don't have cigarettes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, God damn it, if I was only a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. If I had a girl, I would... All right, anyways, let's get into weekly recommendations and rejections. That was Tony's Fat Hour.
This is always Tony's Fat Hour.
True. We went and saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, wait, I have one more thing, sorry,
before
we talk about Fantastic Beasts.
So one time I was eating Cheerios, and then I thought about milk.
I was saying, Cheerios sip this down by itself.
Because I was
tasty.
Like, well, Cheerios are good for your heart, so they should be good for me.
Oh, my God. And that's what I said.
Yeah, it turns out the whole box is not a helping. Go ahead.
I downloaded this game on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Called Only One.
Oh, what's it about?
There could only be one. It's like Highlander.
Ah. I saw a Highlander reboot happening.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's been happening for fucking years, it feels.
It's a really cool game. It's called Only One. It's pixel-like style, but you're on this fucking... what would it be called? Like a fucking totem, like you're up in the air, so you could fall off.
Oh, yeah.
You have a little joystick on the other side, and then a couple little moves and a fucking attack, but it's waves of enemies that keep coming landing on this podium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you keep getting upgrades every time you fucking like kill a wave or two.
Okay.
And it's fucking endless.
Really?
It can go forever. They're like, dude, you could eventually get a guy that's like always slicing like in spirals and fucking all kinds of cool shit.
Huh.
But I was going at it, and I've been playing Sniper Elite 3, murking dudes, just shooting them right in the head. And that game's tight because it's a sniper game, so all it is all about shooting people in the head.
Wow, what a good solo.
You can see the skull crack.
Really, can
you? Yeah, inside their bodies, inside
engines.
Oh,
so it's like that Mortal Kombat thing, like where it like, goes in like,
precisely.
What's that called? Fucking the X-ray.
Yeah, and so it goes into them and it shows the bullet like like mushed after it rolls out.
So like breaks and shatters and that's actually
It can go into engine blocks.
But that's
on
a
trucks.
PS4 game, correct? Yeah. Okay, right.
You can
on.
Come play it in my room with me.
You still don't have two controllers.
You should buy one, you stupid ass.
Yeah, I told Tony that if I buy a controller for PlayStation 4 for him, that I keep it in my room while I'm not using it. Because I didn't want him to game cheat on me.
Who the what? I'm not going to keep a save, like a load going and like, hey, we're back at it, Paul.
Oh, no, just anyone else having fun with you not buying the controller.
Oh.
I would feel a little...
Well, I'd rub it on my balls if you ever left it in there, so...
Yeah,
just
I know.
To spite you.
Shooting fucking Talim.
You forget it one night because you're, oh, Talim.
Talim, yeah.
I told a girl I work with today that she's like the Talim, that she reminds me of Talim.
Oh, well, I really hope she listens to this podcast.
No, I don't think she does. Her name's Emma, but... No, I told her. I was like, you're like
I'll tag her in the post.
Oh, she said she's gonna kick my ass or something, and I was like, you're like Talim, like you're unassuming, but you probably do kick a little bit of ass.
Dude, like, doesn't Talim have like the biggest thighs ever?
Yeah,
yeah.
She has tattooed legs, and she does have. She seems like a wind assassin. She could be a wind assassin. Yeah.
Mm. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendation and rejections. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Me and Tony went and saw this past week. That's why we got all those sick-ass trailer talk.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Tony walked out of there with a fucking wand of a boner.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Dude, Expelliarmus my boner so I can walk in public.
Yeah, but what's that? What's the one where they obliterate? Obliviate?
Obliviate.
Yeah, you're like, Obliviate. Forget that movie because I'm so fucking
hard. Oh, no, I'm in love with Queenie.
Queenie's amazing.
I'm fucking in love with Queenie.
All right, so this takes place in what, 1927?
Biggest smile ever, huh? 1928 or 7, one of the two.
One of the two, so it's 1920s.
The roaring 20s.
Yeah, very very much has the like a speakeasy vibe to the score, but also a very magical, whimsical, I would say a ripoff of Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
Same like...
what did it sound like, though?
Felt like the same... Like, I can't sing right now. My fucking shit's... I can never sing. Anyways, and I like this one time that I can't. You're like, ha, ha, ha,
you stupid idiot.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you Asperger boy.
Why don't
today.
You just go an octave higher?
I honestly can't. My nose is still fucked up. I'm still kind of sick.
Wow.
I know.
I love how you're perpetuating it.
Yeah, honestly.
Really dragging it out.
Well, I drink.
Really beating a dead horse.
Every day still.
That's what I'm saying.
Smoke a lot
Maybe
of cigarettes.
Maybe you have 2 days where you just kind of calm down on the fucking booze and the cigarettes and like eat a fucking orange.
No, I have Super C or Emergency.
Are you drinking it?
I haven't in the past 3 days,
okay.
4 days.
I'm not. I feel nothing.
Anyway, so Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It takes place before the Harry Potter series. Like, obviously, like what? Like two generations back, I would say.
Yeah.
Because my grandma was born in like the 20s and that'd be
two generations.
It takes place. What's the evil wizard's name, Tony?
Grindelwald.
Okay, so he was the one that Dumbledore was friends with.
Yeah, they were homies at Hogwarts.
They were homies at Hogwarts, and he had the very Voldemort-like thing of, like, we're above these people, we need to enslave them, we don't need to be worried about them trying to fucking, like, work around us and shit like that.
Yeah.
Fuck them, I don't want to bow down. So he's in all the papers and stuff like that, but he's not really in the movie, and you'll see why as time progresses through the film, but... The film itself, I felt, was really cool. It was like a day in the life of, like, shit just going wrong and happening.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Just, if you're going to go see it, but you haven't yet, just, no, it's not fucking Harry Potter. You're not at you're not in school.
No.
You're not fucking, like, learning magic.
You
These
made
are
a really
magicians.
Good, you made a really good point of, like, this is, like, how they would act after school.
Yeah. This is like their adult lives.
Yeah, these are, like, the 20s-ish.
Yeah. And everyone there 30s. Is well-versed in magic.
Yeah.
They're working for government institutes, or they're fucking, like, traveling fucking wizards that know how to, like, you know, do shit.
Well,
you know
one's
what I mean?
Basically a zoologist.
He's fucking awesome. He's just like Hagrid.
His name's Newt.
Yeah, Newt.
Yeah,
Newt
he is.
Scamander? Scamander?
Something like that, yeah. I couldn't really... It was kind of hard to understand, because they have a Brooklyn, New York accent, like, from the 20s, which is really cool. But, yeah, so this dude Newt comes to New York, and he has this case full of all these magical creatures and where to find them. You kind of follow his character and stuff like that. You also follow, like, the American, like, Magic Association or some shit like that. And you get into that. It's cool. It's very rich in magic.
I think it's called, like, Medusa or something like that. It's a weird acronym.
It's an acronym, yeah. But, like, and then you, like, it's almost like the fucking magic police. That's what they are, right?
Yeah. They're enforcing, So, a lot of people, I don't know, I think it got shit on a bit because they were like, well... It's not so much, like, fucking magical discovery. And I was like, but to an extent, it's magical discovery for people that don't give a fuck about these beasts in their regular lives.
Yeah.
Almost like someone like getting taken on a fucking safari and being like, fuck man, giraffes in Africa are fucking dope. Like, I love this rhino. Like, we should try to preserve this shit. Instead, they're like, oh, fuck them, dude. Don't ever bring them here. Those things are fucking assholes.
Yeah, there's like a ban on magical beasts. That's like one of the big things, too.
And killing them on the spot is totally legal. And like, there's one pair left of a lot of these animals he has.
Right.
And it's fucking awesome. Like,
but the whole like actual storyline of it, which we won't give away, is actually really strong as well. They have a really, really cool villain about the entire movie, and the villain's like not a villain in a way, but it is. But they have a really good explanation about it. It's really cool. Like, it was a little, what's the word I'm looking for? It starts with a C, Tony. Like, it's
cheesy.
It's confusing at times. Convoluted. There we go.
Convoluted.
There's portions of it that I feel like are convoluted. Like, this movie does take work. Got that?
Well, where you're convoluted, I was pretty much like directly like focused and like totally understanding everything. But that's a natural difference.
Right. Yeah. So if you're a big dumb baby like I am, you might need a little hand holding from your best friend while he's fucking coming in his pants.
Even though they are spoon feeding you this film, but still, Paul goes, huh?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I sound like someone
with
Alzheimer's.
Are they British? I can't understand three of the four words he said.
No, I mean, they weren't really, most of them were British. I really did enjoy the scores and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
Newt was the only Englishman.
I would say, I would say 8.5 out of 10.
I'd give that
10.
Sucker a 9.2. Deep Impact.
Deep Impacts, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, definitely rewatch it. I feel like I'll enjoy it more the second time around. Second time around.
Wow. Why do you keep it?
You know what that is?
No.
Isn't that Step by Step?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it is.
I never watched that show.
Fuck off, really?
Fuck you, dude.
You didn't watch any sitcoms when you were growing up? Family Matters?
Yeah, any, because I don't watch Step by Step.
All right, that was a big one.
That was a boring one, dude, with the roller coaster. Oh,
yeah.
Kill me.
Yeah, okay.
Boy Meets World, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that was my shit. Don't get me wrong. I had the whole series downloaded, but my
dude, Home Improvement.
Oh,
yeah.
We also watched Sausage Party.
Yeah, we did.
Wow. And I urge you, just like Doctor Strange, get ripped and watch this movie because you will fucking piss your pants. It's made for people that fucking like that just get really high. Like, that's all that movie
vile,
is.
Vile, vile movie.
It's insane. It's so on PC. It's so fucking just brutal as fuck, like gory, like fucking violent. It's also like really raunchy. It's so good. Oh. And with the caveat of it being like a child's cartoon. Like, it's like if Pixar made a fucking rated R comedy.
An NC-17 fucking animated film. It's rough.
In all honesty,
rough.
Yeah. There's parts that I was like, I can't believe it. Like, that was, honestly, most of my thing watching it was just like, I can't believe they're doing this.
It's animated. So I'm like, oh, a cheeky under pussy, like, shot of a fucking, like, human in the grocery store.
They literally show lips
someone animated it.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Wow, it's
just
insane.
Total camel toes on fucking, like, MILFs in the store, and they're all commenting about it.
Yeah.
There's literally a character called Douche.
Yeah.
Guess what he is?
He's a douche.
Thank you.
And everything's like super racist to the fucking type of food it is. It's insane. It's like, it was mind-blowing because I remember seeing the preview and I was like, okay, I completely understand what this movie is. It's a good premise, but whatever. And then I watched it and I was like, okay, I had no idea, and they did such a great job selling it. Other than the fact that I was like, I don't need to see that in theaters.
Yeah, it didn't push me enough to want to, like, need to see it in theaters. Comedies, they
in
have
all honesty,
trouble with me.
Yeah. I think Superbad was, like, the last one me and you
Fuck,
saw
man,
in
that's
theaters.
A, that's a good one.
I can't remember another comedy that I've seen in theaters since then.
That was when I had a big fat crush on Emma Stone. I'm just kidding. I still do.
Yeah, my dude. Nucks.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right. We also, I would give that a 9.
I would give that an 8. Not a ton of rewatchability unless...
I watch it twice. I watch it once with
you.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. Well, all right. You know what? I'll drop it down to... yeah, I guess right. It's probably an 8.
Yeah.
Maybe 8.5.
Yeah. Don't judge it on me,
dude. No. Because I was thinking Magical Beast... what was it called?
Fantastic
Beast. Fantastic Beast, I feel like, is better than that movie. In more ways than one, just because I like, you know, the mystical shit, the magic.
Yeah. We all know.
But Sausage Party is way good.
Yeah, it's fun.
You're probably right. That's like maybe like every couple of years rewatch. Yeah. All right, so I'll give it an 8 too. We also watched Warcraft. Me and Tony been kicking it.
Yeah, dude.
Kicking it hard.
Warcraft.
But we didn't watch Warcraft together.
What hasn't been said about Warcraft that has been said about hot piles of dog shit?
True.
I mean, man, oh man, dude. Everything I'm thinking of saying has already been said about hot shit.
It's insane
on a fucking,
that,
in a diaper on a beach.
It's insane that fucking Ben Foster was in that movie.
I can't. Only thing I could think is he fucking like owed the IRS or something. Or
honestly,
his kid had fucking like some sort of like amputation that needed done. Because what the fuck's he doing there?
Ben Foster is literally one of my favorite character actors of all time.
He is a fucking great, great fucking actor.
He never really gets the lead role, which I kind of like about him, because he just takes roles that he thinks that he can do well, which blew my mind that he played a fucking weird mage.
That sucked. The fucking Guardian.
The Guardian, shittiest
fucking... Like,
I'm not going to lie.
Every role in that movie...
I fell asleep a lot during this movie.
Every role in that movie was shitty, but honestly, there were things that were animated, put into the movie, in design, written, and I literally went, what the fuck did that have to do with anything at all? There's entire parts of the film, turn it off if you don't want any spoilers of this pile of shit, to where I'm like, why did it even get animated at all? There's the fucking river scene with the fucking, there's a scene where a fucking like kid gets thrown down the river for no reason, no reason at all. You could have not shown what happened to the wife during a raid, and no one would have given a fuck. Instead, right on. She throws her fucking kid down the river Styx.
Wait, they show that at the end, too.
Gets murdered, and then the dad gets murdered. What? The kid is just rolling down a river alone, dying.
Wow.
Getting pecked by fucking seagulls. The fuck's the point?
To invoke emotion?
The emotion of, that's so gross, that kid's gonna slowly die of starvation on the river Styx.
Fuck, bro.
It's rough.
I don't know if I'll rewatch it, but I definitely did fall asleep through a lot of it. It's way long, insane. Oh, the CGI, there's parts of it that look really cool, don't get me wrong. I love CGI.
Oh, what a hot pile.
Yeah, they're
what a hot pile.
But it honestly didn't intrigue me enough to be like, oh, I should rewatch this. Because I watched the whole ending, I understand the plot line of it and stuff like that. But I fell asleep during all like the bullshit part of the movie, you know, the middle hour.
Yeah.
And
the real fucking bowels of the movie.
Yeah, like I got like 30 minutes into it, passed out, woke up an hour and 30 minutes into it, watched the last half hour, and I was like, I get it.
Yeah, I understand what they're doing here. Honestly,
Orcs are pissed, and they're making a portal to get the Horde here.
Oh, the Horde's on its way here, dude.
And then, like, I was like, oh, the main character is now dead. Oh, now this character is now dead. Oh, wait, this character just betrayed him. And it's like, yeah, we're setting this up for a sequel. And I was like, there's no way.
There's nothing there.
There's no way it's getting made.
Other than the 50 million people playing WoW that went and saw that. That had to probably make good money.
I'll look it up right now.
I don't know how once you saw it and you're a WoW fucking fan, you didn't boycott it and blast it and rip it to shreds because you've been playing a game for 2,000, 3,000 hours.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, never mind. Holy shit, I just looked at the foreign. Whoa. All right, what do you think the production budget of that movie was?
$200 million.
$160.
Fuck.
Domestic total gross?
$300.
$47.
$47 million. What's international?
Try the foreign.
What's foreign? Just hit me.
$386 million.
Bam.
That movie made $433 million.
Bam.
That's
on
insane.
$260. Dude, they had so much faith in their fucking community.
No, $160.
On $160. They had so much fucking faith in their community.
Oh, that's insane.
They showed probably the fucking fact that these kids have 10,000 hours in the game.
In $160, you got to probably add half of that again to it. So that's like, what, 24? Yeah, 24. No, $240 million probably with like advertising and all
that
shit.
Can you imagine? There are kids that have like a year gameplay in those.
So they made back almost double what they put in. That's fucked up. So yeah, we might be seeing another Warcraft movie. Can't wait.
How fucking dead, dude. Honestly, Ben Foster, I know you're listening because you love us, bro, and we love you too.
Ben.
Fuck yeah, dude. 20 Days of Night, dude. You're the bomb.
30.
28 Days Later. I get good movies mixed up sometimes.
Oh,
dude.
Do you ever?
I'm sorry. Just don't be in the fucking second one. And
that's,
I know you,
the cold
like,
coming.
I can't wait.
That's death,
yes,
approaching.
Death approaching. He's like, I could take that little piece over there and I could make a shiv out of it. Pick this lock. Get out here and slit your throats while you sleep.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You can't do that.
And that little kid got choked the fuck out because he's dumb as fuck. Also, he rocks.
Like, instead of punching him off, he shot him off.
Alpha Dog, he fucking rocks. And he gets slapped in the face in that movie and legit like looks like he's about to fucking headbutt this person.
Tell him Jake Mazursky came by.
He takes a shit on someone's carpet.
Yeah, he does. Spoilers. Right in the middle of a fucking party, dude.
No, not in the... No, they broke into the house.
Oh, yeah. And he's like leaving a call. Yeah.
Alpha Dog's is sick. You should watch that.
Alpha Dog's great.
Warcraft, don't. All right, what do you
don't
got?
See Warcraft. That I give that thing a fucking 2.
Oh shit! You're like, this is gonna be a short one, or you're like,
I never
minutes.
Said that. You did.
No, good.
All right.
What are you seeing?
Shut up, coffee.
Yeah.
I wish. I saw Burn After Reading.
Nice,
funny.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a unique role for almost
oh,
all
wait,
the actors.
Warcraft. What do you give it?
2. I told you 2.
Oh, 2. All right, yeah, I'll give it a 3.
A 2. It did have color and sound, and I would be entertained if I was...
It was a movie, a mouth breather.
If I literally was lobotomized, I'd be like, hey, at least it's color sounds.
Wow.
Yep.
Tony also likes to watch dogs take shits now because he's been lobotomized.
Yep.
So.
Party time.
All right, go ahead. Burn After Reading. Give me
Burn
a
After Reading. Oh, that one I give a 7.5.
Cool.
It's a really unique story. You
it
think
is.
There's more to it than it is, but it's like a lot of like... little teeny stories about nobodies.
Yes.
Not real big conspiracy fun shit.
Right. But it's good. I like it a lot. It's like The Men Who Stare at Goats. It's kind of on the same par as that for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah, definitely. And the cast in Burn After Reading is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
What
do you give it?
7.5.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's it.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're into Test of Tony.
Judge Dredd.
Oh, I am the law.
I am the law.
I like mine better. So Judge Dredd, me and Tony watched this together. Barely. We were both on our phones a lot, but we caught all the, oh no, I was doing booking for Lousy Weather Media main show. But we watched for the most part of the movie.
You get it easily. It is one of the greatest accomplishments in film history because can you create a movie from just one-liners? You can.
Wow, yeah, you're right.
You fucking can.
Yeah, they really like to proclaim what they were and about feelings that they had that they needed to express. That's what that movie should have been called instead of Judge Dredd. Also, I don't know if you've ever seen the comics, Judge Dredd?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, right on. He doesn't take off his helmet barely at
all. No, he's a very, like...
Honestly, if ever...
Does he he doesn't take it off in Dredd.
No, and I think that was one of the things why they did that. Dude, Dredd is sick. I want to rewatch Dredd.
I would love to watch Dredd.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that on my list of shit to watch.
Right on. But Judge Dredd, like, it has its moments where you're like, this is fucking awesome 90s sci-fi.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, a ton of it that you're like, this is awful 90s sci-fi.
Yes.
Or this is awful 90s action. This is awful 90s Sylvester Stallone. This is, why is Rob Schneider in this? I think there's supposed to be a young kid playing Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
But instead it's just like 40-year-old Rob Schneider
being
a weirdo.
They're like, just hook Rob Schneider up, dude. Like, he can deliver and we don't have to fucking work him too much.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird. I didn't really understand that casting call that they had, but whatever. I mean,
it's cool. When I saw it at first, I'm like, dude, Judge Dredd's up there, dude. Judge Dredd's the shit when I first saw it.
Oh,
like,
dude, when I was a kid, fuck yeah. I used to have the little the motorcycle of him riding it, and he'd like pull a little tab, and then he would zip off.
Yours.
Yeah.
If you can get it to work.
Yeah, be like, I am the law. And then it's me.
The lawmaker, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yours.
I remember the big robot. Graduate.
Yeah, ABC robot.
Yeah, that thing was cool as fuck, especially as a kid. That movie is really hard to get through. It was on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, if you want to dive back into fucking 90s bullshit, it's there.
I nearly bought a resin model kit of the ABC robot because I love
Fuck
how much
that
it
rocks.
Looks. Yeah.
That's
I love
cool.
how cool he looks.
Now, I wouldn't mind seeing that movie get a more serious treatment because it is a cool story.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, very cool story. Like, they had a really good thing going, but they were like, oh, we got a 90s this the motherfuck up.
And they couldn't go any other route. Like, they had Sylvester Stallone, so he has very limited range at that time in his career. He was, like, past doing Oscar-winning shit, and before he went and did Oscar-winning shit
again. Yeah.
And he was like, I'm a fucking action star.
I mean, yeah, this is like
shit.
The
I'm
days
making
of
tons
fucking
of money.
Yeah, this is the days of Cliffhanger, fucking
yeah.
Demolition
Rocky,
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Demolition Man, motherfucker.
Yeah, I rewatched that recently too.
Fuck,
rough.
Man, what a piece of shit.
It's there's great parts about it though.
Wesley Snipes, just
the
killing
whole,
everyone.
The whole Wesley Snipes is that movie
killing everyone,
and the Three Seashells. But yeah, all right. What do you give Judge Dredd?
Oh, now currently, it passes the test of Tony just from like.
Is the pass above 5?
Yeah, okay. I mean it's fun. Like,
yeah,
I will give it
great.
a 7. Like it's. Dope fun, but it's so fucking dated.
I will give it a 6.
The deep impacts have spoken.
Mm. That's both the meteors hitting
what
Earth.
What is it? Oh.
All right, so that they moves us into yet. Movie of the Week. And we watch Primer.
Hey.
Holy Lord. Do you guys want to ever see my... What?
Planet. They don't both hit the planet. The only one meteor hits the planet.
The other one gets like... Yeah, but wait. But there was one single...
They drive the ship into it and explode it. But there was a miniature.
It broke.
They shot the nukes at it, and it fucking chunked a little piece off that went...
That's the one that hit. They drove into the one.
In the East Coast, yeah.
Okay, right on. Fuck me. Anyways.
Contender, Primer.
Yeah, Primer. So if you ever want to watch my nose bleed, just watch me watch this movie. I've never felt so dumb.
So Shane Carruth did everything in this movie that was produced for $7,000.
Insane. Also, the actors, I feel like, are way... Like, no one ever really talks about them. Great performances.
Shane Carruth directed, acted, did which the one was sound, Shane Carruth? Did the fucking... I'm not sure which one, but he was one of the two main characters. He did everything. He has the first, like, 12 titles on IMDb for his own movie.
I'm looking up Judge Dredd on
it's
the...
It's fucking stupid.
On fucking box office.
Oh.
$90 million, made 34 domestic, 113 worldwide.
Good boy.
That's why they didn't make another one.
Primer was made for $7,000 and made $400,000.
Like it is on here. Sick. $7,000. Yep, made $424.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Dude,
thinking of percentage of value from your investment,
yeah,
it's got to be one of the most successful films ever made.
Yeah, oh, other than like Blair Witch or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Damn, it was made in 2004?
Yeah.
Wow, that's like way old. I thought it was like fucking 2012 or some shit. That's really ambitious.
So Primer is a very, very not hold your fucking hand.
All right, so Shane Carruth was Aaron.
Yeah.
Which is the like the dark-haired main person. There's a dark-haired dude and a blonde-haired dude that you pretty much follow throughout the entire thing. You think it's going to be four people, but it's really not. But one thing about Primer that you really have to understand, and it's weird. I posted about this on Facebook. I was like, hey, I was currently watching Primer and feel very, very dumb while trying to wrap my brain around this. And people are like, well, what's it about? I've heard about that movie. And I'm like, it's a time travel movie, but you don't really know that going into it. It just kind of throws you into a project that four dudes are doing, and then it slowly evolves into this thing that is a time machine. They don't know that they're making it either. It just happens.
It just happens. They're like, oh, wait, so that's happening as a result of this thing
we're
doing?
It seemed like they wanted to be able to like send aircrafts and things into space like with like some type of like thing that defies gravity. That's what I got from it. That's why when they weigh the eggs and it starts going up, like they're like, oh, cool. Like that'll make this easier to send into space if it weighs this much
on this platform.
Yeah,
I think so.
They're
trying to like create like a fucking... like a void.
Right.
A void space.
Exactly.
To throw stuff through.
And also, like, they throw... Oh, really cool scene. They throw all these, like, little paper dots. Like, when you... three-hole punch paper. They have a bunch of those. And they drop it on it, and they slowly cascade down. But what was really neat and a genius idea on their part for, like, production budget was that they go behind a fucking... they shoot a... like, the box of a camera that you would look into. Like, the tiny screen on a camera. They shoot that instead of actually shooting what's happening, like, in the room.
Yeah.
So it already looks kind of gritty and shitty, so they don't really have to do that much. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, you can see the money where it is.
Yeah. He's a smart, smart fucking filmmaker.
Motherfuck,
As well as his fucking writing is very non-compromising.
No.
He doesn't explain shit, because both these people are fucking intellectual inventors. Like, they're fucking scientists.
It's how it would be
scientists.
If you watch a documentary about them just being followed around and doing what they were doing. Like, the rhetoric of it alone, you're just like, holy fuck, this is
and
hard.
They don't shut the fuck up at all.
No, I really suggest watch it with subtitles. Another person said, like, I really appreciate you telling me like what it was about. It was way easier to like take in. I understand like why you had trouble with it.
Yeah.
You big dumb baby.
It also shows like the lack of fucking empathy you eventually like might like develop in a world where time travel and different alternatives
exists.
To our reality exist.
Yeah.
Like how you as like who you think you are as a primary feels. And dude, that's the issues that fucking The Prestige dives into, and that's why I get a fucking such a beautiful hard-on for fucking Prestige. That movie is...
We talk about Prestige, I think, every week.
It's honestly a good theme to have, dude.
It's great.
I could talk about Prestige. I could talk about, like, Children of Men.
Dune,
Aliens, all that tight shit.
But Primer, for being a movie in 2004 made for $7,000,
amen.
Like, watch this motherfucking movie if you have not seen it. It's great. Reminiscent of Moon as well. It has that same type of feel.
It's very... Yeah, it's very... It almost makes you feel like...
It's more of a character study than you ever think that it would be.
Yeah, and they don't show much of their entire existence beyond
at
it.
At all.
It's all about like this very like isolationist world of theirs because that's all that's on their mind.
Which plays a lot into what is happening and shit like that. Yeah, it's way good. I would give that movie like a fucking like 8.5 or 9.
Yeah, 8.5 for sure. Not a ton of rewatchability. Great fucking
honestly, though, I will say this. I'm stoked to rewatch it now, knowing what I know now, and sending myself back in time to rewatch it and hold my hand while I'm sitting there.
Sweet, sweet Prince, now you understand a bit.
Weird. What did I say to... I must have said it something like Siri or some shit, because my shit just like went off and started recording me.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's serious.
Uh-oh. Shut up.
It's not working now.
That's serious.
Hey, serious.
Hey, quit being so serious about it, Siri.
Why so serious, Siri?
Hey, Siri. All right, I'm just going to make mine kick on if I keep
yeah,
let's
say,
about
yeah, it's all... All right, anyway, so next week, we got Gross Point Blank for Test of Tony.
Yes.
And then we have Three Kings,
which
for
I think
movie
is,
of the week.
I think is just as old, by the way.
As
Gross Point Blank.
Yeah, I think they're right around the same time period. Yeah, for sure. Do you have anything else to add?
Until next time, good in books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.